Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Metzora. Now, this Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos for Pesach, and being that this is the last Thursday night shiur before Pesach, and next Thursday night, of course, is the night of Bedikas Chametz, Erev Yontif, and the following Thursday night is beginning of the last days of Yontif, so I will not be meeting for the next two Thursday nights after this evening, so I thought this evening we'll talk about a Pesach subject, specifically the question of baking the matzahs. Time to bake the matzah. The question is when. What is the proper time? Is there a proper time? Is there any kepeda as to when the matzahs for Pesach should be baked? So I'll begin by noting that when I speak about baking the matzahs for Pesach, I'm speaking for the most part about the matzahs that are going to be used at the Seder, the matzahs for Pesach night. Of course, we eat matzah all week long, but the rules are not the same. There's a special obligation, a special chiyuv to eat matzah the night of the Seder. As opposed to the rest of the week, you don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, but you're not allowed to eat matzah. I mean, you don't have to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat chametz. You don't have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes or whatever. Other things, chocolate lollicones or something. You don't have to eat matzah during the week. Our question of the fact that it's Shabbos, you have to have lechem mishnah and so on. But as far as the mitzvah of matzah is concerned, there's no mitzvah of matzah other than the night of Pesach. That mitzvah is manazer, remains at d'oraisa. So we'll begin. The first of the sources, just presenting the idea of this mitzvah being a doraisa before we get into the issue of the baking. In Parshas Bo, Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, we read this last week on Shabbos Parsha Chodesh. Pasuk said, V'ochlos ha-bosar b'layla, the meat from the Korban Pesach has to be consumed that evening, the evening of the 15th of Nisan. Tzli'esh u'matzos al-morom yochlu. You should eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and moror. Okay, now from that pasuk by itself, it would appear that the mitzvah of eating matzah is linked to the mitzvah of eating the meat from the Korban Pesach, as is the mitzvah of eating moror. It's they're both matzah and moror seem to be an adjunct, so to speak, an accompaniment to the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. But a few psukim later, in pasuk tesvav, Perikud Beis Shmos, second part of one, it says, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochela. The Torah tells us to eat matzah for all 7 days of Pesach, not just together with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought, of course, on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, what we call Erev Pesach, and the meat was eaten that night. You have to eat the matzah that night. That's in Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Tezvav tells us you have to eat the matzah for 7 days. We'll come back to that. And then again in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Barishon, the first month, Ba'arbo Sayom Lachodesh, the 14th of Nisan, Ba'erev, that evening, which we already call the 15th of Nisan, Tochlo Matzos. Ba'erev Tochlo Matzos. So that presents, and again, a mitzvah eat matzah on the night, the first night of Pesach. And then it says in the end of that section, in Pasuk Chof, eat matzahs wherever you are. So you have to put all these different psukim together. These are psukim that were, again, they were all read last Shabbos and Parshas HaChodesh. There's one other place where matzah is mentioned as an obligation, and that's in Parshas Bahaloscha, from the Parak Tess in the second source. There it's talking about what we call Pesach Sheni. When you bring the makeup Korban Pesach, right? The Pasuk Parak Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph Bachodesh Hasheni Barbosa Yom Lachodesh Bein Arba'im Vasuos Yasuos. So you bring the makeup Korban Pesach, and again Al Matzos Umorim Yochlu, eat matzah and mar together with it. So there seemed to be a little bit of a conflict. Is the mitzvah of matzah connected specifically to the Korban Pesach, or is there some kind of additional or ongoing mitzvah for all 7 days, or at least that's what appears in Pasuk Tezvav, in Perek Yud Beis Shmos, or for at least the first night, by Erev Tochlo Matzos, what exactly is going on? So the Gemara tells us at the end of Pesachim, Source 3, Kuf Chof Amar Aleph, Pesachim Amar Rava, Matzah Bizman Hazeh Doraisa. Matzah Bizman Hazeh, meaning the absence of the Korban Pesach and the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, remains a mitzvah Doraisa. Okay, Umorah Drabana, but Morah is only Midrabanan. We take a look in Rashi right over there, Pesachim Kuf Chof Amar Aleph, source 4, then we'll commute, that'll be helpful. Matzah Bizman Hazeh Doraisa, Laila Harishon Chova. Rashi said it's talking about the first night. Not Rashi, actually, it's the Rashbam. That part of Sachem, Rashbam says, Laila Harishon Chova, the first night, it's obligatory to eat matzah. That's the night of the Seder. But that's me, the Oraisa. Mora Drabbanan. However, Mora is only Drabbanan. So Mora asks, why do we assume Mora is Drabbanan? There's also a pasuk about Mora. So if matzah is the Oraisa, so then Mora should be the Oraisa too. If Mora is Drabbanan, then the matzah should also be the Rabbanah. Why is there this difference? So the Gemara explains as follows. Maishno Mor, why is Mor different? Because by Mor it says, Al Matzah Sumorim, You look at the pasuk again. The first pasuk cited above in Shmos Parakud Beis pasuk Ches, the beginning of source one. It says mor is eaten together with the carbon pesach, implying, says the Gemara, bisman deika pesach, when there is a carbon pesach, then there's also mor. Bisman deleka pesach leka mor. Okay, mor is only basically a zecher. It's a rabbanim. There's no mitzvah to rice anymore. So says the Gemara, matzanami oksila matzus mor. What do you mean? The same pasuk, tisa matzah too. So why do you make that distinction? Why do you assume that mor is applicable to oraisa only with the carbon pesach, and the rest of the time it's, you know, at best of the rabbanon, a kind of a zecher, what they used to do, but matzah remains oraisa? Or says because matzah meheder hoda bekrob erev tochlo matzah. It's because the other pasuk yurches in Shmos Perkin Bey, the third pasuk quoted in source one, there it says, but erev tochlo matzos, you have to eat matzah that evening. It doesn't say a word about the carbon pesach. That presentation of the mitzvah to eat matzah is independent of the carbon pesach. So moror, taka never appears other than as an adjunct to the carbon pesach. There's no independent pasuk telling us you have to eat mor. And therefore, the only time there's a derisa obligation to eat mor is when there is a base hamikdash as a carbon pesach being brought, then you have to eat mor or midoraisa. But without that, then it's not a doraisa. However, matzah, while it does appear in the context of carbon pesach, it also appears independently. And therefore, there remains a mitzvah deraisa of matzah even today. So says the Gemara in the end of Psachim, Abtav Kuf Chof Amad Aleph. Another proof or another point. In Parashas Re'eh, which we'll read on the last day of Pesach, Achon Shul Pesach, Perak Tazayin Adorm, Pasuk Aleph, Shomor is Chodesh Aviv, Asisa Pesach Hashem, etc. You have to observe Pesach. There it says in Pasuk Ches, Sheishes Yomim Tochal Matzah. Eat matzahs for 6 days. V'yom HaShvi, the 7th day of Pesach, Atzeres Hashem Alakecha, Tziyontif, Losa Hashem Alakecha. That's strange. What do you mean Sheishes Yomim Tochal Matzah? What do you mean matzahs? It means 6 days. So Rashi, there are Chumash. In Parshas Re'eh says in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Ches Source 6, Sheish Yisom Tochal Matzos U'Mokom Acher Omer. Again, the earlier pasuk Tezvav, which most Perek Yud Beis, the second pasuk quoted above in source number one, there it says Shivas Yomim. So what's going on? Is it Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos or Sheish Yisom Tochal Matzos? Conflicting psukim. So one answer is because Shiva min Ayoshon V'Shisha min Achodesh. A technicality, on the 2nd day of Pesach, we bring what's called the Korban Omer, connected to the mitzvah serious omer, not for now, but we bring the carbon omer, and from that point on, you may eat from the new grain, the new springtime, the new grain grows. Okay, you can eat from the new grain. So you can have matzah from the new grain 6 days of Pesach. You can't have matzah from the new grain on the 1st day of Pesach because it's before the carbon omer is brought, and therefore you have to have matzah only from Yashan, from the old grain, from the previous year's grain. From the new harvest, you can't have till they bring the carbon omer on the 2nd day of Pesach. Once you bring that, so the next 6 days of Pesach, you can bring you can eat matzah from the new grain. So that accounts for the contradiction. In the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, it says matzah for 7 days. Yeah, if you're going to eat, you know, at least the 1st day, you're going to eat old grain matzah, you know, from the previous year's harvest. But 6 days is from new. That's one answer. But Dabar Acher, more relevant for us at the moment, is Lomar al-Achilas matzah b'shvi'i she'enochov. Apparently, there's no obligation to eat matzah on the 7th day. Because the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh speaks about matzah, eating matzah only 6 days of Pesach, and therefore there is no obligation to eat it on the 7th day. It's not obligatory to eat matzah on the 7th day. And so therefore the Gemara says that teaches you that the same rule for all the days. That's a famous rule. Okay. Rashi, by the way, quotes this whole thing in Parshas Bo as well. Perikud Beis, Pasuk Tezvav. It's not exactly the same words, but the same idea in Rashi. And it's based on a Gemara, on that same daf in Psochem, Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. Basically, the idea is this. We know that one of the midos, Rashi says, Zu mida, Rashi 7, in Parshas Bo, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, says, Zu mida batorah. It's one of the, so-called hermeneutic principles. In other words, the principles from which we derive things in Torah Shebaal Peh. Those are the 13, you know, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, right? The Yudgam Midos HaTorah in the Jesuit, many people say at the end of the Korbanos section in the morning of davening. So 13 rules. One of them is Dover Shehar Bechlal, okay? When you have something that's part of a group, it's one of the things on that list there in the Brayos Rabbi Shmuel. So it says that you have something that's part of a group, and then it's taken out of the group, it's singled out to teach you a particular halacha about it. That halacha applies not only to that particular item was taken out of the group, but the entire group. So that's Harashi in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Bo. And again, it's all derived from the Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Chaf and Aleph in Source 8, right? Tanya Kavas the Rava Sheshem Tochal Matzah Mashvi that tells us Makecha Mashvi Rishus Avshishish Avshishish Tom Rishus. My timer, Havi Dover Shabbat Chalal, the Yotzman Kala Lamed, Lola Lamed Al Atzma Yotz Al Lamed Al Kalku Yotz. So therefore, since Pasuk Parshas Re'eh mentions nothing about Matzah on the 7th day, So evidently, there is no obligation to eat matzah on the seventh day. Now, in the Pasuk and Parshas Bo, the seventh day was included with the other days. It says, Shivas Omer Matzos Tochelu. In Parshas Re, it only says, Sheshes Omer Tochel Matzos. So what does that teach us? That the seventh day is removed from the cloud. It teaches us that, in fact, there is no obligation to eat matzah. You can't eat chometz. There's no obligation to eat matzah. Once we have this rule, it means all 7 days is only optional. Matzah is not obligatory. That's how the Midah of Satar and Jeshman works over here. All right, so that's what, the Rashi in Re'ei says it in Source 6, the Rashi in Bo says it in Source 7, okay? Then the Rashi concludes, as the Gemara does. So, Yochol Af Sheish, in Bo, Yochol Af Lala Rishon Rishus, that means the first night should also be optional. Once you have this rule, so matzah is only optional all the time. No. Talmud Lomar, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzah. So, Pasuk Ba'erev Tochlu Matzah says the Gemara concludes Hakosav Kava Uchovah. So, the first night is the only night with an actual obligation to eat matzah. Okay, the rest of the week, matzah is optional. And which, by the way, explains why we never make the bracha. By the way, okay, I speak about the first night, so in Chutz La'aretz, we know it's the first two nights, fine. But there's no obligation pesa. That's why we don't make a bracha of al achilas matzah, sher kiddushon sovzan al achilas matzah, on any matzah that we eat the whole week of Pesach, just the first night. So the first two nights, okay? Eat all the matzah you want the rest of the week. There may even be some sort of a kiyum, but it's not an obligation. That's why we don't make a bracha. Let's say, unlike Sukkah, Sukkah, the whole week of Sukkah is not just the first night. The whole week of Sukkah is anytime you go into the Sukkah, you make the bracha, leishav Sukkah. Eating the Sukkah. Sukkah is different. Okay, but matzah is really obligatory only on the first night. Okay, again, Sukkah is too. It's only if you eat the food that's obligatory to eat in the Sukkah. Just have a glass of water, siyataka. Don't say leishav Sukkah. But okay, I'll talk about Hilchos Sukkah now. That will come up, some comparison to Sukkahs shortly. But again, when it comes to matzah, that's why we don't make the bracha of Asher Kiddushan. So it's only al achilas matzah other than the first night. You have to make hamotzi. Okay, it's food, right? I mean, you have to make a brich hananin. You have to make hamotzi when you eat matzah during the week. But you don't say the bracha of al achilas matzah, okay? Because only the first night is obligatory. That's what emerges from the Gemara. And, okay, I printed the Rashi and the Rashbam. Okay, the seventh day was taken out of the klal. Okay, we understand it. And the truth of the matter is, there's one, sort of a comparable Gemara, a related Gemara, earlier in Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, source 11. Amar Mar Minayin Lo'ochel Chometz B'Shei Shos Amalos Sh'Over B'Lo Saseh. Okay. After the midday on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chometz. After 12, not 12 noon, it's midday. Okay, me to Abban, we make it a little earlier. I don't know what the time is this year, 10:36 or whatever it says on the calendar, you know. So, okay, but that's Abban, it's earlier. The Midaraisa, it's midday. Okay, because Shenem Arlo Sochal Alav Chometz, that's also a pasuk there in Parshas Re'ei in source number 5. It says, where is it now? Oh, did I not print the pasuk? Okay, but it says, Lelo Yachal Chometz. Okay, but it is in Parshas Re'ei. It says that over there, you're not allowed to eat matzah for the Nali Chometz, rather, when you can bring the carbon pesach. That's what's learned out. Okay, and, all right, so and it applies even today when there's no carbon pesach. So it's similar to matzah in that regard. Okay, that's what Rashi says in the Pesachim Chav Ches Beis Source 12. L'kova chova, hi shivus yom tochlo matzos lav lakushi sechometz l'matzah chilas matzos lakushi achilas matzah las horas chometz. Okay, that when there's a warning not eating chometz, you have an obligation to eat matzah, and that matzah is chova l'doros, and that's obligation at all times whenever you have to eat the chometz, even when there's no carbon pesach. But again, it's only obligatory on the first night. One other point, if you remember correctly, the pasuk in the fourth pasuk quoted in source number 1, Perikud Beis Hashmos Pasuk Chav, Komach Metzel Ozochelo B'chol Mosh Voseichem Tochlo Matzos, it says B'chol Mosh Voseichem, wherever you are, not only Rishalayim, not only in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, not only in the context of the carbon pesach, okay, but rather, as the Gemara says in Kedushin Lamed Zayin or Beis 13, Moshe of the Kosar Honor Gabi Matzo Mora Lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to say Bechol Moshe Osechem? Okay, I mean, it doesn't say you have to wear tefillin Bechol Moshe Osechem. We have to, I don't know, wave the lulav Bechol Moshe Osechem. How come here it says Bechol Moshe Osechem? The answer is because since it says Al Matzo Zomori Ochlu, Korban Pesach is associated, Matzo is associated with Korban Pesach. So I might have thought, oh, so therefore, when there's only when there's a Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzah. It says b'chol mosh l'sechem. Even b'zman, I would have thought b'zman d'ikah pesach in b'zman d'lekah pesach pesach. Well, k'mashalon b'chol mosh l'sechem. Okay, good. So we've established about that there is an obligation. There is an obligation to eat matzah, and at least d'oraisa on the first night, maybe d'rabbanan the rest of the week, but probably not even d'rabbanan. It's a kiyum perhaps, but there is a. There's some fulfillment of mitzvah according to many, but not really obligatory at all. And therefore, the question now is, what about the matzahs of the Eid at the Seder on Pesach night when it's obligation to Raisa? There are some rules, or at least some in Hagim, relating to when to bake those matzahs, and that's what I have to look at now. Okay, so that's the point I wanted to mention. I should mention before getting to that, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah says, Kuf Nun Hei, and 15 is clear. HaMitzvah says, Kuf Nun Hei, Yishet Zion, Lecho Matzah, B'Lel Chamishah, So B'Nisan, Yiyah Shom Keves HaPesach, Lo Yiyah. Oh, it's clear. Whether it's a carbon Pesach or not, there's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah the first night of Pesach. Shachil, and again, Rambam concludes, Shachil is Matzah, B'Lel Rishon, Chova, Mikam V'Elech, it's only B'Shus. And the Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Mishnah Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, 16 Mitzvah says in the Torah, Lecho Matzah V'Lel Chamishoso Shenemar Varev Tochlu Matzos B'Chol Mokum B'Chol Zman V'Lo Tal Achil Azu B'Karbon HaPesach El Azu Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma. Okay, Abba B'Shara Regel Achilas Matzah V'Shus V'Atzochlo Matzah V'Atzochlo Orez Odochem O'Klaus O'Peris. Like I said before, you don't have to eat matzah the rest of the week. You have to eat other food and so on just on the night of the 15th. And therefore, we can raise the question, is there any special status to this matzah? We know there's a special status to this matzah on the first night of Pesach. It's the mitzvah d'oraisa to eat it. And therefore, it's an interesting question. Is there a kepeda, any special rules with regards to baking it? So when should we, is there a rule about when to bake the matzahs that are going to be used for the mitzvah of Pesach night? Okay, at the Seder. So there is a Mishnah in Sukkah, of Tesamar Aleph. The Mishnah says the following, Sukkah Yishana, an old Sukkah, all right? If you take a look in 18, Rashi defines Sukkah Yishana Kenefarsh She'osa Kodem L'Chag Shloshim Yom Lo Pirish Shem Chag. You built this Sukkah more than 30 days before Sukkot. You built it in June. You wanted some kind of outdoor gazebo or something like that on your deck, on your patio. So you built it. You didn't specify the Shem Sukkot, but it happens to qualify as a suitable Sukkah. That's called the Sukkah Yishana. So we have here a machlokas Beishamai and Beisila. Beishamai Posen, Beisila Machshirin. Beishamai says such a sukkah is no good for the mitzvah of sukkah on sukkahs. Okay, Beisila says it is good. Beizu is sukkah yishana. The Mishnah itself explains, as we said, Kol shasa kodun l'chag shloshim yom. He made it before 30 days. But then the Mishnah goes on, Aval, imasol l'shem chag. But if you taka built it, even more than 30 days before sukkahs, but you built it l'shem chag, having in mind that it's for the purpose of sukkahs, let's say you know you're going to be away, you're going away, and so you want to, you know, make sure you build the sukkah before. You have free time in the summer, you're going to be busy during September, so you decide to build the sukkah early. It's more than 30 days before, but you have in mind that it's for sukkahs. I feel like it's hashanah, even much earlier in the year, it's acceptable. That's the mission, sukkah, daf, testament, aleph. Why do Beis Shammai say it's a puzzle of sukkah if you built it more than 30 days? So in the second Rashi, on testament, aleph, in the part that I printed in source 18, Beis Shammai posts in why? The bo sukkah lishma. He holds that a sukkah has to be built lishma for the sake of the mitzvah. Vizu stamna says in this gazebo hut, the guy built stam. Okay. However, really, toch shloshim l'chag have a, you know, once you're within 30 days of sukkahs already, even if it's specifically had in mind, you can assume you're within 30 days of sukkahs, you're already in the yontif mode, right? Came in the sholem, bilchas achag, kodim l'chag, shloshim yom, right? Within 30 days, people begin asking shilas relating to the holiday. I printed 19 as the morning psachim. Vav and Aleph and other places too. The Tanya Sholem Midarsh Milchas Pesach Kodesh Vetzal Shloshim Yom. 30 days already in the zone. Okay, you're in the Yontif zone. Okay, so therefore that Stam HaOsel Shem Chag Rashi Ose. I'm a Kodesh Shloshim Stam Alav L'Chag. Even Beis Shammai agree that within 30 days before Sukkot, some Stam you have in mind that it's for Sukkot as well. But earlier than that, it's built Stam. That's not Lishma. No good. However, Beis Hillel disagree. Next Rashi Beis Hillel Machshir. The Lobin and Sukkot L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel says you don't need a sukkah. It doesn't have to be. It has to be a kosher sukkah. It has to be certain rules about the schach and about the defanos, you know, the walls of the sukkah. Okay. But if it meets the halachic criteria, then it doesn't have to be built specifically l'shem chag. Okay. Then the end of the Mishnah, which said that Beis Shammai say if you specifically have in mind that it's l'shem sukkah, even if it's before 30 days, okay, then it's kosher, and Rashi says, Beis Shammai, that last line of the Mishnah is only according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, you don't need L'Shem Chag anyway. Okay, So that's the sugya regarding sukkah. All right, now, Tosis on that daf and sukkah, daf tesam and aleph, source 20, says sukkah yishana beisalmach shiran, quote to Yushalmi, Yushalmi tane, Yushalmi add something. It says, tzorech l'chadesh ba'dover. If you build the sukkah more than 30 days, even according to Beis Hillel, okay, who says the sukkah is kshera, but tzorech l'chadesh ba'dover, you have to do something new. Okay, what exactly is it? That's a machlokes. Chavrai armin tipa, a tefach, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolshu, move something, Kolshu apnei kulo, move the schach, do something that indicates that you're fixing, so to speak, this sukkah. It doesn't have to be major construction, just something to indicate. He says, Tosa says, when he was calling Yerushalmi, he does do something that it's l'chadesh b'dover. Okay, then continues Tosas. U'basar hachi isaha. So after that discussion in Yerushalmi, it says, matzah yeshana. Matzah yeshana. Yerushalmi goes on. We'll see the Yerushalmi inside in a moment. Yerushalmi goes on to say, matzah that's old. Okay, meaning baked more than 30 days before, just like by sukkah. We're talking, built the sukkah more than 30 days before. So matzah that was baked more than 30 days before. Plugta de Beis Shalom Beis Hillel, same machlokas. The same machlokas. Beis Hillel says it's okay. And Beis Shalom says not okay. That's the first opinion of Shalom. Omer Rebbe, or see some say Omer Yossi, no. By matzah, everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel, divrei hakolu, mikaven shelo osal l'shem pesach davar baru shelo dikdek bo. The second opinion, Shalom, says no. It's not the same machlokas. By matzah, even Beis Hillel agrees that if you can't make it more than 30 days before, because when it comes to Pesach, that for sure you need it has to be l'shem pesach, because otherwise we're afraid the guy wasn't so careful by making sure that it doesn't become chametz stick. After all, he's baking matzah in June. Okay, he's baking matzah in November. It's long before Pesach, right? So it became chametz. You're not going to watch it so carefully. Let's say taco becomes chametz. Who cares, right? Not watching it so carefully. That's what we're afraid of. And it lacked the quality of shmura matzah. Matzah shmura. One of the things that matzah shmura means, and one of the things it means, is that it was guarded to make sure it wouldn't become chametz. So within 30 days of Pesach, so then, okay, Take, the guy's going to be careful. He knows Pesach is coming up. He's going to make sure it doesn't bake the matzah too long. Won't become chametz thick. But earlier than that, even Beis Hillel, who says that an old sukkah is okay, but not old matzah, because there we're afraid. It's nothing to do with the flavor. Old matzah doesn't really tend to get stale. You know, matzah is fresh or not fresh, whatever. Pretty much. I mean, I can't say totally, but you know, I think I've told the story in the past that one year, years ago, my kids were younger, so. The second night of Pesach, when one of the kids stole the afikomen, you know, as is the minig in many families, and he put it away somewhere, he hid it somewhere, and of course fell asleep. Okay, and we came time for the afikomen, he was out like a light, and it was just no waking him up, you know. So, you know, I don't want to ruin it too much for the kids, but the truth is, if you can't find that piece of afikomen, so you can eat any piece of matzah for the afikomen. You know, you don't dafka have to have the piece that was broken by yachatz. Okay, don't tell it to the kids, we're going to ruin their fun. But that's what we did, we had no bravery, he was asleep, okay. Then we forgot about it, plain and simple. We finished the Seder, the next day was Yom Tov, whatever, and then we totally forgot about that missing piece of matzah. The following year, the night of B'dikas Chometz, I was cleaning out one of the drawers, and there in the back of one of the drawers, I found that little container, that little deckel, you know, with the matzah that my son hid the year earlier. Okay, I looked at the matzah, it looked just as fresh to me. Okay, but anyway, bottom line is the concern here is not freshness, but if you're baking matzah more than 30 days before, so the second opinion of Shalmi says it's not the same machlokas. Even Beis Hillel will agree over here. Okay, regarding sukkah, so I do want to point out the following. Yushalmi makes this point that even Beis Hillel agrees you have to mechadesh. You look in the Meiri there in Sukkah, Tesam Aleph 21. Right, for kosvu gona rishonim shadayu bepikbuk v'nidnu raschach. Again, you don't have to do much. You don't have to rebuild the whole sukkah. Just move the schach. Do something, okay? And he says nira li shelo nemer ela lechatchila. Even that is the Rishalmi's lechatchila. But Beis Hillel sticks his guns. Beis Hillel says an old sukkah, even it was built more than 30 days before. Technically, even if you didn't remove any of the schach, you didn't do anything, you left it alone. As long as it meets the halachic criteria of sukkah, it's acceptable. Lechatchila, derech hidur mitzvah, and so on. Avlatorech ikar mitzvah lo. Let's see the Yerushalmi inside. The Yerushalmi is in sukkah. Parak alav alacha beis 22. After quoting this din, the Yerushalmi indeed says, Tani tzorech lechadesh bodover. And as a machlokas, you move it a tefach, you move it a kosher, whatever, you have to move it. And sure enough, like Tosa said towards the end of the first line there in 22, af b'matzah kein. And matzah yeshana tiflugta the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. The first opinion is that the same machlokas, Beis Shammai says old matzah is not acceptable, and Beis Hillel says it is, but Amar B'yosti, Divrei Hakolei. No, by matzah, everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel agrees you can't use matzah more than 30 days. Mikaven shall also shame Pesach, Dover Barish, Lo Dikdek Bo. We're concerned that maybe he wasn't so careful, and maybe it became Chometz Dik and so on. All right, so you look in the Korban Eidah on the Parish of Yerushalmi there in Sukkah Perk Av Aleves 23. Okay, he also says, like the Miri said, right? Torah Lechadish Bodover, Afilo Beis Hillel the Machshirin, even Beis Hillel says that an old Sukkah is good, but sober in the Mitzvah and Amumchar, you know, to Mitzvah and Amumchar, Hidr Mitzvah, Torah Lechadish Bodover. Okay, and then the Gemara proposes maybe the same Achokas by Matzah, Beshamai Pas Beis Hillel says Kosher, and then the Gemara concludes, the Bio said, no. Everybody agrees by matzah to matzah shalom psula. She will also shem chag. List the Korban Eidah 23. Dover bar shalom diktek basiyosa. Which mirah sir kalachi. You weren't watching it. B'yei shalachos l'chimot. Maybe came chometz. It's a prey Moshe also in his commentary on that mission sukkah, that sugin sukkah in the Yerushalmi parak alav of a base, right? The Beis Hillel says, he says it's a mitzvah and so on. Okay, how much you have to move? And then we have a machlokas. Whether the machlokas, b'shamay sila applies to this matzah as well, Rabbi says no. Look at the end of the list, the Pnei Moshe af matzah came. Rabbi Yosi Amar divra koli b'matzah yishena shea matzah yishana shea also stam kodom lamed yom de psula. The mikaven shall also be fair shem pesach davar barish who shall dictate kol shomer chimutz and af beis hila modava. How do we paskin in all of this? So the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah says the following parakei lochates regarding sukkah. Sukkah shenas es kilchosa. Sukkah was built properly. Mikol makom ksheira. No, it's kosher. Afal pi shelo nasa shem mitzvah. So he passes like Beis Hillel that it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. It wasn't more than 30 days. You don't need l'shma by sukkah. And notice the Rambam does not say anything about l'chadish b'davar because that's the simple reading of the Babwi. Yeah, Tosus and Daf Tesam and Alvin, so there's 20 quoted Yushalmi. Yushalmi said tzarech l'chadish b'davar, but the Babwi never mentioned that. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring it up. Okay. The Or Zeruah, I printed a Chelek Aleph Hilchos Tefillin, some Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel 26, points out that we find this by other mitzvahs also. Okay. That any mitzvah should try and do Lishma. Okay. Like Sukkah, he talks about Tefillin requiring Ibud Lishma, but then it mentions about Matzah and so on. Okay. But that, anyway, that's just a side point. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch also in Hilchos Sukkah, or Chaim Sim Tov Reish Lamed Vav, Tov Reish Lamed Vav Sif Aleph, Sukkah Yishana, Hainu Shasa, Kodam Shik Mesil, Shosh Mekh Mesil, Shosh Mekh Mechag, Ksheira, Ubilvad Shikharish Bodover. Mechaber does mention that. Rambam didn't mention it. Mechaber does mention Sukkah Shikharish Bodover. And now, Ato Begufa with the physical Sukkah, Lashem Chag, even a Tefach and so on. And, but he does say at the end, if you want Sol, Lashem Chag, but if you made it Lechatchila for the sake of the midst of Sukkah, even well before 30 days, I feel him at Chasana Ksheira below Chitish. Okay? Now the Mechaber seems to accept the Yushalmi, quoted by Tosas, even Beis Hillel sold Tzarek L'Chadish B'Dover, he doesn't say that it's only a Hidr Mitzvah or Mitzvah Nuchar. Other Achonim do, the Levush, there in Simon Tofer, Yishalmi Rav Sifala, 28, writes, Afagav de Kaimelon, She'ein Tzarek L'Asa Sukkah Shem Chag, okay, Mikom Okom, Omru Chazal, She'yaster Kodom Sukkah Shem Chag, Kedei L'Chave V'Sam Mitzvah, Lefich HaSukkah Shenasa Tok Shloshim Yom, and so on. He says it's also din lechaver samitzah. The end he writes midar banan tzarech shechadish reshum davar. It's a din derab banan. Okay, it's more than a mitzvah ruchar. He calls it a din derab banan. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav in 29. The Mishnah Berurah says again regarding sukkah shloshim yom. He says it's not dafka 30 days. It's what you had in mind. If you had in mind more than 30 days, even though it's more than 30 days, you had in mind that you're doing it l'shem sukkah, then it's okay. You without touching, without doing anything, because you had it in mind. If you didn't have it in mind within 30 days, we assume you did it l'shem sukkah. And as far as Sukkot and Dalet, as far as what Mechaber says, ubevad shi'charish v'dover, Mishnah Berurah also writes, hainu l'chatchila ulamitzah v'alma. Again, it doesn't quite go like the Levush, it's mamash adin d'abonin. It's l'chatchila, it's a mitzah, it's a mitzvah. Okay? And that's why the cotton builds a sukkah and the goy builds a sukkah, a lot of times they have the shul. Custodians build a sukkah relates to that question. Okay. And it's of Zion, he points out, what about a sukkah you left from year to year? Okay. You made it l'shem sukkahs, but then I made it l'shem sukkahs this year. Tavshin pei beis. I use it next year. So he says there, we make it l'shem chag. Once the chag passes, the l'shem chag expires. So you'll need a new l'shem chag or l'chadish b'dover. Okay. Regarding now, let's bring it over to matzah. So again, the same sukkah appears in Psachim and Yerushalmi, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, the same machlokas. matzah yeshana tiflukta beishan beishilo. First approach is that the same machlokas applies to matzah. But Amar Biosi di Ba'akohu became shalosh Hashem chepesot dover bori shal diktek bo. Okay, so it's the same machlokas. That's what the Korban Eid explains. Parak Beis Alach Adal 31. Matzah yeshana ki hecha depliga beishan beishilo. Suk yeshana. The first parak of sukkah, same machlokas here. And it says no, because by matzah yeshana, even beishilo admits that it's puzzle. Okay, and that's how the Moshe says as well in source 32. Amar Biosi de Lohava El Dira Kolu. Matzi Yishona Shein Yotz Mechavos Vala Rishona. Again, stressing Lala Rishona. That's why I began this year by highlighting the fact that the mitzvah of eating matzah is applicable only the first night. So we're talking here about the matzah used for the mitzvah. Right? Shein Yotz, the Moshe says it explicitly here. Shein Yotz in Boyde Chavos Vala Rishona. We came in Shalosh Asol Hashem Pesach. The rest of the week, it doesn't matter. As long as it's not Chomet, Koshal Pesach Matzah. Maybe it wasn't built for, made L'Shem Pesach. Tashmura. The rest of the week, it's okay. But the first night, you need it to be L'Shem Pesach. Otherwise, we're concerned maybe, for Chomet. That's a question why we're not concerned the rest of the week. Not for right now. Okay. Now, it's important to understand, okay, and this is what the Shiori Korban points out. I mentioned the Korban Eid of David Frankel. Wrote a commentary on Yushalmi. It's a Ra, like we've seen. It's a Rashi-style commentary. Okay, the Pnei Moshe is a Rashi-style commentary as well. The Pnei Moshe is on the entire Yushalmi. Kominator we don't have on the entire Yushalmi. We have it on much of the Yushalmi. But it's a Rashi-style commentary. You know, phrase by phrase, word by word. Same author, David Frankel, wrote a Tosa-style commentary called Shiori Korban. Okay, and the Pnei Moshe also wrote a Tosa-style commentary called Mari Aponim. But here in the Shiori Korban, there in Sukkah, Gargal Velochebeis, he talks about Torah lechadish bodomer. 1 second. So if that's true, that's obligatory by sukkah. So what do you do by matzah? You can't. The lechadish bodomer doesn't apply. With sukkah, you can move the schach. You can tinker with something. Okay, that's what he's bothered by. He says that it's got to be okay. There can't be a requirement. And that's his raya. In other words, it cannot be even by sukkah. Those poskim say it's a mitzvah and a muvchar. It's a hider mitzvah. It's a right thing to do. That's got to be. You can't be insisting that when it comes to sukkah, you must tinker with something because then they're going to have a parallel to matzah. Then what's lechadish bodover? Right? That says ef shel lechadish bodover. Okay, so obviously it's not likuva by it's not shaykh by matzah, and if it's not likuva by sukkah either. The tzlach on the daf and sukkah testament aleph divim asam asis in sukkah yishon 34. He quotes that toast name Yushalmi, and he raises the question: what do you mean? Okay. Yushalmi concluded that by matzah yeshana argues well, but wait a minute, according to that first opinion, not according to Biosi, but by matzah Beisil agreed tzarich lechadish b'dover. Well, my chiddush dover mishkachas b'matzah. How do you fix the matzah? You can't do anything, and therefore, v'nir the Beisil chumer drabbanan hu achiddush. Only drabbanan, okay. And if he has no other matzah other than this, you can mevarach al achiddush matzah and so on. Okay, so that's what they point out. Now, bottom line. So the we'll see in a moment how we paskin the Tosefta and Pesachim Perak Beis Halach Yud Gimel 35 Yotzin Bechara Over Matzah Yeshana. Bottom line, La Halacha Tosefta says you are Yotze with Matzah Yeshana, but Uvavad Shasam Etchil L'Shem Pesach. But it has to be done L'Shem Pesach. Okay, it doesn't matter when you baked it, as long as you baked it for the sake of the mitzvah. Then, even if it's more than 30 days, you were careful. What was our whole concern? The Yerushalmi said, those is quoted, what was our whole concern if you made it more early than 30 days? You don't care, so it becomes chametz. You won't be so careful to make it shmur, to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Yeah, but if you're making it l'shem Pesach, even though it might be 3 months before, but you're having in mind, you've all been to matzah bakeries, right? That's what they say every 3 minutes, l'shem matzah mitzvah, right? When they make the kneading, they all say l'shem. Okay, that's sometimes months before. I think the big factories begin baking matzahs after the sukkahs or something in the November time or something. They're baking for months. Okay, so it's well before 30 days before Pesach, but it doesn't matter because it's l'shem mitzvah. That's how the Tosefta says. What's interesting is the Tur in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Nun Ches number 36 quotes the Avi Azir, that's the Rav Yoh, who quotes that Tosefta and then writes, because of the Yerushalmi Poligat Tosefta. Rav Yoh quotes, the Torah quotes Rav Yoh, who says that the Yerushalmi is against the Tosefta. Okay, now I didn't see where's the Yerushalmi against the Tosefta. But Osar Filo Sol Shem Pesach. He understands the Yerushalmi that no, if it's more than 30 days before, even if you make it the Shem Pesach, it's no good. We didn't really see that in the Yerushalmi. That's how the Rav Yoh understood. So the Bach is bothered by this. Okay, The Bach in there in Simtofta and Chesnos Beis 37, okay, says that he quotes this discussion and he quotes the Yerushalmi, and he doesn't understand where you know, Yerushalmi at the end is Matir. Yerushalmi says at the end that if it was done 30 days before, it's like parallel to Sukkah. What's the problem? Okay, why does the Rav Yosef say Yerushalmi disagrees with this Tosefta? Where do we see Yerushalmi disagree with Tosefta? Okay, it was done L'shem Pesach. The whole, again, as the Bach said, the whole concern with 30 days, more than 30 days before, was they're not going to be careful and maybe come chametz. But if you do it L'shem Pesach, I'm not going to be careful. So he writes on the fourth line of 37, to Efsher, the Rav Yom Mefarsh, the Hossam Kamar, the Midor Raisa Yotzebo, came to Dikta Kwabba, but the Rabbanan Eini Yotzebo. Apparently, Rav Yom learned the Yerushalmi as saying, yeah, if it's more than 30 days and you had in mind that it was L'shem Pesach, that's okay, Midor Raisa. With Rabbanan, it's still no good. Like Sukkah, Kemo B'Sukkah Yishon, the Sfila Be'Sila, the Kosher Midoraisa, right? Be'Sila holds you don't need Lishma Midoraisa, but Midorabanan, that's how the Bach learns, Midorabanan, you need L'Chadish Badover. Okay, now, by Matzah, as we said before, there's no option L'Chadish Badover. Okay? So, according to what emerges from Sukkah, says the Bach, the three lines at the bottom 37, that Filo also L'Shem Chag, Be'inan Chidosh Tok Shoshim. Midorabanan, you always need something Midorabanan. Okay? The cave in the beginning of Chiddush, ube matzalo efshel chadish ba. But as we established before, by matzah, there's nothing you do to tinker with him. So apparently, maybe doraisa, that's what the Yerushalmi understand. That's what Rabbi understood the Yerushalmi. Midoraisa, Beis Hillel said the matzah is good, even if it was baked 30 days, more than 30 days before, as long as you had in mind L'shem Pesach. But midorabanan, it's still no good. Just like by Sukkah midorabanan, it's still no good, unless you're mechadish ba dover. And by matzah, it's not shy of mechadish ba dover. And look what he concludes. Okay, the Bach concludes the halacha of near the kachu anachon, the ein yotzin b'matzah afuya kodim shloshim. You cannot use, again, we're talking about the night of the Seder, like we spoke at the beginning of this year, when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah. You cannot use matzah, which was baked more than 30 days before Pesach. Afilo asol l'shem Pesach, even if it was made l'shem mitzvah Pesach, I don't care. Still no good. That's the sheet of the Bach. So according to the Bach, you cannot get matzah. I mean, you cannot not only buy. A lot of store, you may buy it within 30 days. It was probably baked well before 30 days. According to Bach, no good. No good. If you must bake the matzah or the Seder within 30 days of Pesach. So says the Bach, at least to Rabbanan. Comes the Ber Hetev and the other Achrona, the Ber Hetev there in Smetof Don Ches, you caught an olive. 38, Kosova Bach, and a Karami, the Ein Yotzim Matzah Shnefa, Kodom Sosha Shmiyom, Afil Sosha Mezo, Rova Poskim Cholkim Alav. But not most people don't agree with that Bach. The Shabura also says, okay. It's in top of the chesiv called Alav came to the Eved. In the offer matzah, Kodesh Shesh, Afilu Chodesh Nei Chodesh, Kodesh Bezav, Asal Shem Matzah, Kosher. Although, but the Eved, it's kosher. So now we've discovered that there is a kapeda to bake the matzahs within 30 days of Pesach. Certainly, according to Bach, you're not Yotze. Other Chodesh say you are Yotze, maybe it's with the Eved. Okay, the Shar Tzion writes in Cotton Bays in 40, those Bays, the low Kabach, it's not like the Bach. Okay, and he points to the Bir HaGro. Vilna Gaon says there in Siman Tofton Chesiv Adam 41, Bir HaGro says, quotes the Tosefta, okay, he quotes the Yerushalmi and explains what we said before, and he paskins, Avel in Kivein Af Mitchilas Shashana Kshera. The Gaon holds, if you had in mind it, L'shein the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach night, first night of Pesach, it's 100% kosher, and B'chein Ikar, okay, and that's the din. So he's not impressed with this 30-day business. That seems to be a bit of a chokas. There are some Rishonim who seem to say that. Take a look in 42 of the Rav Yoh, that we mentioned before, that the Torah quoted. Chelek Beis, Maseches Pachim, Siman Tof Nun Beis. Okay. He says this also. He says, he quotes, like the Torah quoted, he quotes that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Tosefta. And you look at the end of 42, it came in the Pligi Yerushalmi Tosefta, Roy Lahachmir, Shalom La'asos L'chatchila. Okay. And he's looking at this one. Never mind 30 days before. Vafilu be'erev Pesach. Next Friday, erev Pesach. Kodem chatzos, before midday. Tzorach lizor, the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You know when you should bake the matzahs, really? Next Friday afternoon. And try that one. You know, see if that goes over well with the wife. I got to go out and bake matzahs now. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. You know, next Friday afternoon. I call that extreme matzah baking. Okay, it's like, you know, erev Pesach. That's what he says. The rokeach writes in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, Hilchos Pesach, Minug, Lefos Be'erev Pesach, Mi Mincha Gedol of Eilech. He quotes a minig to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after this man Mincha. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Okay? Why? He quotes, even though it's mutter and so on, he quotes such a minig because that's when they brought the carbon Pesach. Okay? The Urayim brings an interesting point. The Urayim in Simon Shin Aleph Shin Beis in the old print of Kufa, 44, near a minig kosher, shalol lefos matzah ba'od chometz kayim. Wait to bake the matzah till there's no more chametz around. When is there no more chametz around? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We've gotten rid of the chametz. Everything's been disposed already. All right, it's after chatzos, Erev Pesach. Don't bake the matzah till there's no more chametz around. So says the Sefer Yerayim. Now goes Maimonides on the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Bavel Chatzos, quotes the Yerayim. He quotes that minig, and he says Rashi agrees as well. The end of the first line, the God is O Zion. And that goes Maimonides. Vegam Rashi, because of the Ein Lafos Matzah, so mitzah kodem chatzos. Guess what? There's a hekesh, right? Just like when was the carbon Pesach brought? When was it slaughtered? Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the meat was eaten that night. So the matzah should be baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and the matzah is eaten that night. Iskish matzah Pesach, the hekesh. Okay, the hekesh between the Pesach and matzah. Okay, and he says now according to some, afilu b'di'evet imaf for karam Chatzos psula. He doesn't go far as to say that it's possible if you bake the matzah before, but he certainly says that's the minute. Shibala Lekker as well. These are all we've shown him.
I'd be muted.
Can people still hear me now? Yes, okay, I don't know what happened. I got cut off. Yeah. Maybe it's a storm outside, I don't know. Anyway, so the Torah also brings the minig is not to begin until Yud Dalet Achar Vav Shos, okay, in the afternoon. And he says, Osu Rabbosein, some Asa the Matzah is baked earlier than that, because Ishkos of Pesach, the cave in the Pesach, and Onishkot El Mibav Shos Amala Af Matzah Kain. And he quotes others, Rabbi Elazar, I got all disagree, and I said, it's mutter. But on the other hand, it's Chabib and Mitzvah L'Shaita. Where do we see that the Pesach, the Korban Pesach and the Matzah are connected one to the other? So there in Parshas Bo also, Shmos Perkut Beis in 48, talks about the Korban Pesach. It's put aside, right? They took it aside on Shabbos HaGadol, the 10th of Nisan that year. It's not the 10th of Nisan this year, but that year was. Pesach Vav in Perkut Beis in Bo, 48. V'hoyal L'chem Shmeres at Arbos Yom L'chodesh Hazeh, find the 14th, Bein Arbayim, in the afternoon. And what does Bein Arbayim mean? So Rashi the Chumash says in Parshas Bo, 49, Bein Arbayim, Mishay Shos L'mayla, Kor Bein Arbayim. The sun begins to head towards the western part of the sky. It's called Bein Arbayim. Fine. Okay. Now the Mishnah in Psochim, Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, says in verse 50, Shachtu Korim Chatzos, when it comes to Korban Pesach, Mishach the Korban before Chatzos, Puzzle. Mishum Shenemar, Bein Arbayim. The Rambam Paskins that way. Hilchos Korban Pesach Parach Aleph Chadalet. Shchitas HaPesach HaChach Chatzos. Im Shchato Korom Chatzos is possible. Okay, well, we do find in a Gemara in the end of Pesachim, Kuf Chaf Medbeis, that Matzah and Pesach are compared. The Matzah and Korban Pesach are compared. Because we find the Pesach says in Parshas Bo, Perikud Beis, Pesach Yud Beis, Mavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. So the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Kuf Chaf Medbeis 53, but also says, V'Ochlos HaBosa Balayla Hazeh. Now, when it says, V'arvarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, what time was that? We know it was midnight. That's when Kachatzos HaLayla. So therefore, Elazar ben Azariah says, so the Ochlos HaBosa Balayla Hazeh, also you have to eat the Korban Pesach meat by midnight, the night of Pesach, by Chatzos. Okay, because it had tekesh to the Avikesi Kol Bechor, the Makas Bechoris, which was at midnight. Okay, well, Malahan HaChatzos, the Gemara says, Avkan HaChatzos. All right, then the Gemara says, well, since matzah iskos for Pesach, we also try to eat the matzah before chatzos. Many people are makbid to make sure you finish yafikomen by chatzos for that reason. Okay, because it's related to the Korban Pesach, so you have to. The afikomen is the last piece of matzah you eat, so you want to be finished with the afikomen before chatzos. Okay, for that reason, so you see from that Gemara that matzah is compared to Korban Pesach. All right, that's how the Rashi and Rashbam and so on Okay, the first night of Pesach, as 55, the Rashbam says again, we're only talking about the matzah on the first night. Look, the last Rashbam 55, the chovas matzah b'layla rishon bizman hazeh ad chatzos kibizman dika Pesach. So Mamela, we see that the matzah and the Pesach are linked. There's a hekesh. So too, these Rishonim claim with regards to the preparation, they're also linked. What's the preparation of the carbon Pesach? Slaughtering it. What's the carbon, the preparation of the matzah? Baking it. So just like the slaughtering has to be after midday on Erev Pesach, the baking of the matzah should also be after midday on Erev Pesach. I'm lying, 30 days. After midday on Erev Pesach, according to these Rishonim. Okay? The Beis Yosef, there in Orchem Sintof Nun Ches, says that the matzah you're going to use for, again, we're only talking about the matzah being used for the Seder, Latzah B'nechavaso. The Lushar matzah, Shonam Ochel Pesach, Lishkos Pesach. The matzah eat the rest of the week. That's not compared to the Korban Pesach. This whole discussion, again, as I've stressed, is only about the matzah that's being eaten for the purpose of the mitzvah, the night of the Seder. But the rest of the matzah eat all week long. That's not in any way compared to the Korban Pesach. Then it doesn't matter when you bake it. You can bake that 30 days before. You can bake it 50 days before. Bake it whenever you like. Okay? Anyway, that's the, you have to be concerned that it's not the chametz stick. Okay. The Bach points out in Siman Tov Nun Ches Alef 57, this idea is not mentioned in the Gemara. This idea of linking the matzah to the Korban Pesach, linking the eating of the matzah to the eating of the Korban Pesach, that isn't the Gemara. We just saw in 53, Kuf Chaf Medreis, Chatzos. Okay, that is, that the eating of the matzah is linked to the eating of the Korban Pesach, okay, in terms of the deadline when you have to eat it by. But this idea of linking it to the preparation, linking the baking of the matzah to the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, that the Bach says, Ein Zim Mefurish B'Talmud, El Zerkach Nogu, it's a minute, and he quotes them, we've shown the Rekach and others that we mentioned before. Okay, however, many people reject this whole idea. Okay, including Rishonim, the Mordechai in Pesachim, first paragraph is Tuf Kuf Mem Gimel 58. He quotes the Sukkah and the 30-day business, but he says, Ubom Maiselif name Ori Harbichil in Paris, by one of the Balayatosas, the Hitter Matzah was baked earlier. Okay, and he says at the end of 58, Behekesha de Matzah Pesach, Lo Havi El Inyan Achila, Lo Inyan Afia. Mordechai says, no, the Hekesh is what the Gemara says the Hekesh is. The Hekesh compares matzah to Pesach in terms of the Achila. It has to be done by a certain time limit. But it doesn't say anything about baking. And Mordechai says, nothing doing. Okay? Rabbeinu Yerucham also writes, told us on Rechav and Asim, Hei, Chel Gimel 59, Mutter lafos matzah be'erev Pesach kodem vav shows afilo adayin chometz kayim. You can bake the matzah even before the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, even when you have matzah, chometz. All right, make sure the chometz doesn't get mixed up with it. Okay, you can be careful, right? No problem. Okay.
I'm very mekel, Rabbi. I'm very mekel. You know, I always was.
There you go. Okay, that's Yerucham. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yerucham. Okay, maybe name for him. Anyway, so the Beis Yosef quotes of Rabbi Yerucham, and they're there in 60. Mutalafos matzah Erev Pesach. Menogu, but he does say, Beis Yosef concludes in 60, V'nagu kol olam shelo lasolo lolosh arachar sheshos, V'ein l'shana samin hoga. Beis Yosef said, no, the minig is the minig. Maybe Maker Adin, his acknowledgement is not really necessary, but the minig is the minig. Okay, the Rambam also quotes the Dark Emotion in Siman Tov Nun Ches Ozalof 61, V'chein ha-minig l'tzeilu lolosh matzah mitzvah achar chatzos arba osar. All right, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Siman Tov Nun Ches Ozalof 62, Noagim, maybe it's not Mekar Din, maybe it's not required, but it certainly is a minig. The Mishabura points out in 63, Sukkot Nalef, there in Siman Tov Nun Ches, Mashma the Eino El a minig, it's Taka only a minig, okay? And the minig is because the hekesh between Matzah and Pesach we mentioned before, okay? But it's only a minig because Iker hekesh, Nehmar L'Inyan Achila, like we said, okay? But nonetheless, and again, it's only talking about the matzahs. Mitzvahs, Sukkot, and Beis, Hainu HaTzorach, Lotzis, Yedechavoso, B'Shnei HaLelos, but not the rest of the matzah, the rest of the week. And when it says 6 hours, it doesn't mean six, it means six and a half. Okay. Baruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. He goes, I don't understand at all how he, you know, see Beis, how he can even have a Havamina. That should be usser to bake matzah, to use matzah that was baked before the 6 hour, usser. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. He doesn't like a tomu adas osrim. And then Siv Gilly says something very interesting, and a sociological or a the sociological distinction, a practical distinction. He says, let's understand something. In the olden days, people didn't bake matzahs. They didn't bake anything. They didn't cook anything more than a day or two before you ate it. You didn't have refrigeration. You didn't have storage. Okay. So, you know, you're having bread for dinner. They baked it that morning. Your wife, well, I don't say your wife, maybe you baked it, whatever, whoever in charge of baking. Okay, today you put it, you know, you go to Costco and you buy pasta and keep it in your closet for 6 months, right? There, whatever you had, you baked the day or two before, you cooked the day or two before. So he writes, Bismana Kadmon lo, how you often call a matzah's Karma Pesach? How you often b'chol yom Pesach pas liyom zeh? The third day, Chol Moed, you want to have matzah bride for dinner? So I'll bake the matzah now. I don't have boxes of matzah in my cabinet. Okay? You're going to have matzah pizzas. You'll bake the matzah right now. Okay? Now you don't have matzah put away. That's not the way it was. And Lachain offers some of that. Therefore, on Erev Pesach too, it wasn't strange. Thus, it sounds so strange. My goodness, so you next Friday afternoon, you'll first bake your matzahs? And that wasn't strange at all in those days. That's what they did. Well, when did they bake challah? When do our wives or our whatever ourselves? When do we bake challahs? Friday afternoon, right? Or maybe Thursday night. But you know, okay. But you know, the bakeries bake it before. But in those days, it wasn't nothing unusual about baking matzah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's how you baked. You know, on the Tuesday challah morning, you'll bake matzah in the afternoon for Tuesday night's dinner. Right, that's what he says. And then chaviva mitzvah shaita, because you know it's hot, it's tasty when it comes out, and so on. And then okay, but he says. And the hekesh, that's just an asmachta. Look at the end, he says, "Aval etzleinu sha'ofen kodem haPesach." We bake everything before. No one's baking matzah. You ever hear anyone baking matzahs on Pesach? Unheard of. Everyone's buying their boxes and putting it in the storage room, whatever, on the side of the kitchen. You have all these boxes of matzah. Okay, and we buy it before. We don't bake. No one bakes matzahs on Pesach. Etzleinu sha'ofen kodem haPesach ain't tamlam in exact. And therefore, lechen b'misa idna. Rock sas min amadakti kim nomi. Some people are machmir. That's what they do. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you could argue that maybe the medaktikin should go the other way. That's what some achronim want to say. Because after all, we know, of course, the pasuk there it is. The loya chel chometz by nalei chometz. Parak gimel pasuk gimel, right? The loya chel chometz. You can't eat chometz the whole pesach. The Rambam paskin in parak aleph halacha zayin. Ocham in a chometz atzma pesach kol shehu harezo asim in a Torah. You can't eat any chometz. It's also because it's not bittel. Right? Any chometz on Pesach answers the whole thing. And it's a chiv karis and so on. All right, it's a chiv karis only be the kazais, but you're not allowed to eat a kosher. And the Torah paskins on the Iraisi of Barcelona, look what he says in 67. It's even tafton on ches. So you often kol mashatzich al-moid, kol dem al-moid, the medaktikim. Other medaktikim, you can medaktik this way, medaktik that way. The Torah quotes other medaktikim, they would dafka bake before Pesach. Why? Because you don't want to bake matzah on Pesach and then take a chance that there's chametz inside you. You got distracted, or maybe the piece that didn't bake properly and so on, and then it rose later on and it becomes chametz. So they would bake kol mashatzvich lamoid, kodem amoid. She misarev imo mashu b'chametz, she is batel kodem isuro. Because that which we said, the chometz is no bittul b'shishim, like basan cholav and other isurim, that's only if the tarovis, if the mixture happens on Pesach. But a mixture before Pesach, the regular rules of shishim apply. Memela, even if there's a little bit of dough, if something happens in a whole batch of matzah, it's going to be bittul b'shishim if it happened before Pesach. So it's much more sensible for these, according to these medaktikim, to bake before. In case there's any problem with chometz, it's going to be bittul anyway. On Pesach, it's not going to be bittul. The whole batch of matzah that. But by the way, that's a side point. The whole concern of gebrokts, those were, you know, were machban and gebrokts. You know, the whole, what's the concern of gebrokts? Concern of gebrokts, means broken, okay? It means a broken piece is in the matzah, maybe there was some dough that didn't, you know, didn't bake properly, and now you're going to put it in the hot soup, and it's going to more than, you know, rise, it'll become chametz. It's a little bit of a far-fetched concern, but those people have it. That's the minute. Okay, I'm not questioning it. Today, everybody's heard of gebrokts, you know, because it says on the box, non-gebrokts, and this patient program has own non-gebrokts. You know, you can always hear about gebrokts. I have a friend, very good friend, he lives here in town. He's a firm fellow, but he grew up in a more traditional type of home. And he grew up, you know, in, I think, the Yekesha background, and he never heard of gebrokts. He never heard of it. Didn't even know about it. Not, you know, never heard of gebrokts. Didn't live in that kind of community. Today, everybody's heard of it, but he didn't know about it. And he married a woman whose family didn't eat gebrokts, from a Polish background. So he told me once his first, after he got married, maybe in January, whatever. So first Pesach, he was by his wife's Seder, by his wife's parents for the Seder. And he, you know, never heard of gebrokts. So they served the soup. So he took some matzah from in front of him and he started to crumple up the matzah into the soup. And he said, all of a sudden, his father-in-law came flying across the table. I mean, like, flying, and grabbed the, he didn't know what hit him. Didn't know what was going on. Grabbed the plate away, you're trafing up my whole calendar. Okay. Anyway, but that's what these medakni came. So Teres Zekanim also, in Sim Tafnan Chesiv Kon Aleph, in 68, he says also, V'tov li'zor lafus kodem amoid, kol ha'matzah tzorach l'chol amoid. V'chein amina gam medaktikim k'dei shmisar b'mashu chometz is batal korban pesach v'shishim. So you have medaktikim on the other way as well. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chassidus writes in Toftun Ches, the first Babbage Rebbe, in Toftun Ches Sif Aleph, says Nogu koysol shol shematzos shmitzah aracha chatzol sayom. That's after midday, after hour. But he writes in his base, kol ze ena ela minig l'chatchila. Amikra din afilo mitzmatzas mitzvah shenefu kama chadoshim. It's okay because really the heck is only about achila and so on. And he says certainly it's a and mutter, especially we have to make a whole lot and travel and ship off to places. It's definitely mutter before mutter earlier. The Ma'aser Rav, the Vilna Gaon Hilchos Pesach Simon Kuf Peches in the Ma'aser Rav 70. He says he was very careful about baking matzah, but he says at the end of the lo haya matfila fosaver Pesach achar. So he was not makbid. The Vilna Gaon was not makbid to wait till every Pesach in the afternoon. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel writes in a Rove Yisrael, most Jews are not Einog Lezar Filip Matzis Mitzvah. Okay. And especially since there's some days like we just saw, they have to word in every Pesach about a mashu. Okay. And because, you know, that's why they bake everything before. Just as a side point, that's why when you kasher the Kalim, you kasher stuff for Pesach, you have to kasher it before. Okay. The Hagolas Kalim. In Tofnun Beis Sivalos 92 says Yeshli Zola Hagel Kodim Shal Chamishes. You have to magil Hagola before because part of the way Hagola works is with Shishim and so on. That doesn't work once Pesach arrives. Okay, all right. Then that's Mishnah Berurah explained over there. So caught in Aleph in Tofnun Beis. All right. One other point that the Vilna Gaon makes in the Bir Hagroa is in Tofnun Ches Sivalos. He says it cannot be. It simply cannot be a din that you have to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Can't be Ladin. Cannot be, he says. And I'll tell you why. What do you do when Erev Pesach falls, Motzei Shabbos? Then when do you bake it? Can't bake it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon because it's Shabbos. So you know the answer is, you have to bake it. That's real extreme matzah bake. You have to bake it Saturday night after Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about that a different time. I think in a couple of years, again, it happens once more in a couple of years, enough for 20 years after that. So with Erev Pesach on Shabbos, maybe if someone remind me, we'll talk about it then. But that's what Vilna Gaon says. That you know, it's very unlikely that should be required. Mikra did, okay. Just to conclude, just al derech haJews very quickly. So we know the pasuk says about guarding the matzos, shmartem es hamatzos, right? That's a pasuk in Parshas Bo again, Perikin Beis, which most pasuk Zion. There's a shmartem es hamatzos, right? So Rashi quotes the Mechilta Rashi there in Perikin Beis pasuk Zion, Diva Masko shmartem. Quotes of Yoshe, it's in the Mechilta of Yishmael there in Bo, Masechta the Pischa Parsha says, shmartem es hamatzos, not only shmartem es hamatzos, but shmartem es hamitzos, to observe the mitzvahs. And just like Rashi says, again, the Mechilta says, Kederach shein machmitzin es hamatzah, kach ein machmitzin es hamitzah, ela in Bo mitzvah yorcha aseo somiyad. Have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it right away. Just don't delay. My chometz matzah, the whole thing is not to delay. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, that's one of the bad midas that people have to delay and to postpone. Okay? You know, that's, some people say, never postpone till tomorrow, which you can postpone till the next day, right? But that's the end. You know, but really, that's a bad midah, right? The Gemara Brachos in Zanim and Aleph says that, Rav Alexander Yabasa the Matzah Amarach, he said this to Rabbono Alamim, Golov Yadua Lefanecha Sheretzoneinu Lassos Vitzoncha, Umi Ma'akev Se'or Shebe'isa, Se'or is chometz. The chometz in the dough that's letting things rise, letting things delay. Bread, you have to delay, you have to wait till it rises, right? Rashi says there, Baruch Zizan Amalav 79, Mi Ma'akev She'eno Asum Vitzoncha, Se'or Shebe'isa, Yetzahar Shebe'vavainu, Demach Mitzeno. Yetzahar always said, do it later, not now, you do something, right? That's all, and that's how Mesul Shasharm. I'm not going to read inside of Perak Vav. Midas Hazwizas. Preparing for Pesach requires zvizas. You have to, you know, especially if you're baking an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but even if you're baking earlier, zvizas to be careful to watch out. Don't delay. Don't let things rise. Okay. You know, don't let things get to the point where you keep delaying and so on. That's part of the mitzvah. So whenever you bake the matzahs, Lamai says, we saw most people are not makbid for this chumer to bake on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I guess probably there are some, but, you know, maybe some medaktik, but as we saw, there are medaktik in the other way. But if you're baking it earlier, you should certainly have in mind l'shem matzah mitzvah for shmur purposes, and that's how it is in the matzah bakeries. Like we explained, you're always yelling l'shem matzah mitzvah. So l'maisa, you know, one can be yotze, follow whatever your minig is, and most of us, I'm sure, those matzah were baked. We didn't wait until Erev Pesach in the afternoon, next Friday afternoon. If you can, you have your own matzah oven, good. Okay, you can do it, but certainly not required maker adin. As I said, even people like the Vilna Gaon were not machmir for that particular chumah. Take the opportunity to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Those interested, my Shabbos HaGadol Drosha takes place this coming Shabbos There's Hashem at 11:30 in the morning. I give it in the morning. There's a Kiddush 11 o'clock following davening. 11:30, the topic is Manish Tana and the role of questions at the Pesach Seder. Guten Shabbos and
a Guten Shabbos.